奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚上聚会，我们一起唱诗168首。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, begin this evening service. Let us all sing hymn 168.
168，我们一样唱第一节跟最后一节。
Sing 168. We sing the first and the last verse.
Oh,
is it seated?
我每一个人有一天都会走完人生的道路。
Every one of us one day will reach the end of our life.
但是我们是不是走得很好
？But did we walk on it right?
我们希望我们都奔跑得很好。
We wish we can run this journey of life very well.
所以今天晚上我们一起来学习如何跑得好。
So today, tonight we'll study the topic how to run well.
那在我们学习之前，我们一起同心跪下，感谢祷告。
Before that, let us all kneel down, pray together, and offer our thanks.
参加赛跑的人通常每一个人都会跑到终点。
And those who enter into a running competition, most of them will reach the end.
那当然，通常第一名只有一个。
But of course, there's only one first place.
那不一定每一个人都将他的最好表现出来。
And not everyone did their best.
有时候有人被认为说他应该会得第一名。
Some people would think that certain person should get first place.
结果呢，他并没有得到第一名。
But then he did not.
那因为他在那一次的赛跑，他并没有跑得好。
The reason is because he did not run well in that one competition.
那可能有很多的原因。
And there might be various reasons.
可能他特别紧张。
Perhaps he was extremely nervous.
可能在比赛的时候，他并没有达到那个最好的状况。
Maybe he wasn't in his best condition during the race.
或许就在比赛之前，他可能身体上出现了一些小小的毛病。
Or perhaps he had some problems with his health right before the race.
总之，没有跑好，可能有很多的原因。
And there might be a lot of reasons why he did not run well.
但是人的目标就是要把它跑得好。
But our goal is to run the race well.
我们在信仰的道路上面我们也是希望我们能够把它跑得好。
And likewise, in our journey of faith, we wish that we can run the course well.
但是如果我们不留意的话，有时候我们真的没有跑好。
But if we did not pay attention, sometimes we will not be running it well.
我们请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章第七节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 7.
第七节，你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢
？You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?
这里保罗说，加拉太的弟兄姐妹，他们过去是在信仰上是跑得好的。
And Paul here mentioned that the members in Galatia, they all ran well before.
但是现在在保罗来看，他们并没有跑得好。
But now at this moment, Paul did not think that they are running well.
那其中的最主要的原因就是他们对真理的认识出了问题。
And one of the important factors is that they had some issues in their understanding of the truth.
那所以对真理的认识会影响我们在信仰的道路上跑得好不好。
So understanding the truth will influence whether we will be able to run well on our course of faith.
那感谢神今天我们都很容易的拥有圣经。
And thank God that nowadays it's very easy for us to have a Bible.
我们今天也有很多各种不同的聚会。
We also have various gathering or services.
所以从这种在以我们今天来讲，只要我们愿意我们很容易的来领受圣经的真理。
And for us today, as long as we're willing, it's very easy for us to receive the truth of the Bible.
借着我们的祷告，我们常常求神加添我们的信心。
And through our prayers, we often ask God to increase our faith.
那我们常常能够明白真理， 那而且能够顺从真理。
Then we can often understand the truth and also obey the truth.
啊，但是我们啊，就我们今天，我们也来看看我们如何能够跑得好。
And so for us today, let us look at what we can do so that we can run well.
啊，那当然，我们也是从圣经里头，我们找一些经节来做我们的参考跟啊这个思想。
We'll look at a few verses in the Bible as our point of reference and also to ponder upon and think upon.
啊，第一个，我们如果要跑得好啊，我们不要向后面看。
Firstly, if we want to run well, we should not look back.
啊，偶尔我们看到那个在赛跑的人啊，他啊把自己绊倒了。
And sometimes we see people in the race, sometimes they stumble.
啊，因为他跑在前面，他很怕后面的人离他很近要追上他。
Because he was actually leading, but he was afraid that people behind him will catch up.
哦，那有时候就想回头稍微看一下后面的人离我多远。
And sometimes he wants to look back just a little to see how far his opponents are.
哦，那其实这个动作对一个赛跑在赛跑比赛的人来讲，啊，是很危险的。
But this action for a runner on the race is very dangerous.
我们请看路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 9.
路加福音九章六十二节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 62.
六十二节，耶稣说：“手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。”
62. But Jesus said to him, "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God."
哦，这个往后看呢，不但不能够跑得好，甚至呢，可能都进不了神的国。
So looking back, not only that, it will cause us not to run well, but it might actually cause us not to be able to enter the kingdom of God.
哦，所以如果要跑得好，那我们不要往后看。
So if we want to run well, we should not look back.
哦，那这个不要往后看啊，到底指着什么
？And so what does it mean by not looking back?
因为往后看呢、这个代表着我们可能会有一些的太多的那种考虑，或者说这个牵绊着我们。
And looking back, oftentimes means that we have a lot of consideration, or there are things that is holding us back.
比如说我们生活在这个物质界里头。这个往后看呢，就是我们太看重这个世界。
For example, we live in this material world, so looking back might mean that we put a lot of focus on this material world.
我们来看路加福音十七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章三十二节。
Luke 17 verse 32.
三十二节，你们要回想罗德的妻子。
Remember Lot's wife.
这里主耶稣特别提醒说，你们要回想罗德的妻子。
Here the Lord Jesus warned them to especially remember Lot's wife.
那我们就会记得说，到底在罗德的妻子身上发生了什么事。
And so we can think about what happened to Lot's wife.
我们请看创世纪十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis 19.
创世纪十九章十五节。
Genesis 19 verse 15.
十五节，天明了，天使吹死，吹逼罗德说：“起来，带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭。”
15. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city."
这个索多玛城即将被硫磺火来毁灭。
The city of Sodom was about to be destroyed by fire.
那因为亚伯拉罕在神面前的祈求。
Because Abraham pleaded in front of God.
所以神派天使要来带罗德一家人出这个索多玛城。
So God sent an angel to take Lot and his family out of the city.
那罗德这一家人在那边已经住了一段时间。
Lot and his family had been living there for a while.
所以他们在那边就有一些的成就，在那边就有一些的财产。
And so they have some assets there as well as accomplishments.
那这个毁灭就已经要来到了。
But this destruction is about to come.
啊，但是看起来他们好像啊不想离开。
But it seems like they are reluctant to leave.
哦，所以这个天使就要催逼他们赶快走。
So angels had to urge them to hurry.
啊，十六节，但罗德迟延不走，二人因为主联系罗德，就拉着他的手和他妻子的手，并两个女儿的手，把他们领出来，安置在城外。
And while he lingered, the man took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city.
哦，这个是神的天使亲自对他们的警告。
And so, God's angels warned them.
哦，这时候罗德他知道这是神所派来的使者。
And Lot also knew that these men were angels sent by God.
哦，那这个。神的使者所讲的信息都是真实的。
And so the messages carried by these angels were true.
哦，这个城就要被毁灭。
This city is about to be destroyed.
哦，但是他们罗德他们却迟疑的不想离开。
But Lot and his family linger on, did not want to go.
哦，我们可以看到说这个他的拥有对他的引力是这么的大。
So we can see how much his possession has grabs hold on him.
十七节。
Verse 17.
领他们出来以后，就说：“逃命吧，不可回头看，也不可在平原站住，要往山上逃跑，免得你被剿灭。”
So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, "Escape for your life! Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be destroyed."
哦，所以天使硬是把他们拉出了城。
And so the angels took hold of their hands and pulled them out of the city.
哦，天使吩咐他们说要逃跑，不可以回头看。
The angels told them to escape and not to look back.
哦，也就是说你们还没有达到安全的地方。
That is to say, they have not reached a safe place yet.
哦，出了城，还有你们必继续要努力的地方。
After they went out of the city, they still have to put in effort.
哦，两件事情，继续的跑，然后不可回头看。
They had to do two things. They have to continue on running, and secondly, they should not look back.
我们再看二十六节。
Also read verse 26.
二十六节，罗德的妻子在后边回头一看，就变成了一根岩柱。
But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
哦，所以一提到罗德的妻子，我们马上想到的就是这个女人。她回头看，她变成了一根岩柱。
So whenever we remember Lot's wife, we remember how she looked back, and she became a pillar of salt.
哦，那她为什么要回头看
？Why is it that she looked back？
哦，她想要看看是不是真的这个城被毁灭了。
She wanted to see whether the city really was being destroyed.
啊，更有可能就是她心还放不下，她还有很多的啊，很多的东西是在这个城里头。
Perhaps she was not able to let go. She still have a lot of things in the city.
哦，所以她回头看，不但她没有跑得好，甚至她毁灭了。
And so she looked back, and not only did she not run well, she was destroyed.
我们或许会想，如果我是罗德的太太，我才不会这样子。
And we probably be thinking, if I were in her shoes, I would not do that.
哦，但是常常当我们真的在那种情况之下，我们可能就很像罗德的妻子。
But a lot of times where we are put in that same situation, we will do like Lot's wife.
哦，因为我们常常会要回头看。
Because often we want to look back.
哦，甚至我们把过去把它想得比现在还好。
Furthermore, sometimes we think the past is better than the present.
啊，我们请看《民数记》十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 14.
民数记十四章第一节。
Numbers 14, verse 1.
第一节，当下全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭嚎。
So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night.
啊，这时候的以色列人，他们已经离开了埃及。
The Israelites at this time had already left Egypt.
啊，那这个埃及也没有办法再派追兵来追他们。
And Egypt no longer able to send their soldiers to chase after them.
啊，所以他们不用再为这个在埃及的那种受苦啊而来悲哀哭嚎。
So they no longer need to cry and mourn for the suffering in Egypt.
哦，但是这里说他们那一个晚上在那边哭嚎着。
But here it recorded that that night the people wept and cried.
啊，因为他们又遇到了困难。
Because they once again encountered difficulties.
哦，因为他们已经来到了啊这个迦南地的旁边。
Because they have reached the border of Canaan.
他们发现说那个城墙是很高大很坚强。
And they found out that the city walls was very mighty and tall.
他们发现说住在里头的人也是很强壮的。
And they found out that the people who live inside the city was also very strong.
哦，所以当遇到困难的时候，他们回头看。
So when they encounter difficulties, they look back.
这个回头看可以，也可以分成两个层面。
So we can look at looking back in two perspectives.
哦，回头看神过去的带领跟恩典，这是好的。
Looking back to see God's guidance and His grace, this is good.
哦，那圣经说不要回头看，啊，我们要啊知道说他指的是什么。
And so when the Bible tells us not to look back, we also must know what it means.
哦，罗德的妻子她回头看。想要看他的财产。
Lot's wife looked back because she wanted to look at her possessions.
他看那个不能够真的来救他的财产。
She was looking at her assets which cannot save her.
我们再请看民数记十四章第二节。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 14, verse 2.
第二节，以色列的众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地。”啊，或是死在这旷野。
And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness."
啊，他们对摩西、亚伦说，我们宁愿死在埃及。
And they told Moses and Aaron that they would rather die in Egypt.
啊，这个回头看啊，常常让人做出错误的判断。
So looking back often causes someone to make the wrong decision.
哦，当人回头看，人常常变得很不合理，很矛盾。
When we look back, a lot of time we become very unreasonable or conflicted.
哦，他们回头看不是去想到说他们当时是在那边哀哭求神带他们出埃及。
When they look back, they did not look back to the moment where they were crying to the Lord.Asking him to lead them out of Egypt.
他们回头看是，啊，觉得说我们如果没有出埃及，就不会碰到现在的这个困难。
When they look back, they thought to themselves that if we did not leave Egypt, we will not be in this difficult situation.
而现在这个困难其实也是他们自己想出来的。
But their difficulties at the time was something that they made up themselves too.
哦，还没有真的做，怎么知道是困难呢？
They have not even started yet. How would they know that it will be difficult?
哦，还没有进入迦南地，他们怎么知道他们没有办法胜过呢？
They have not entered into the land of Canaan. How would they know they will not be able to win?
啊，再看第三节。
And also read verse 3.
神为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去，岂不好吗？
Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?
因为现在的困难，而回头看啊，过去不对的事情。
And because of the present difficulties, they look back to look at all the past wrong.
就会让人做出不对的决定。
Then it will cause.Man to make a wrong decision.
啊，不对的决定，啊，也常常啊会是这个啊这个不得神喜悦的。
And wrong decision after time will not be pleasing to God.
那所以啊，我们如果要跑得好，不要做这一种的回头看。
So if we want to run well, we should not look back.
啊。对所谓的过去啊，其实 有很多是需要把它放掉的。
And towards the past, a lot of time, we have a lot that we need to let go.
当我们去看过去的时候，我们的态度应该是，我们有什么可以去改，去进步的，去改，改进的。
When we look at the past, we should think about what are some of the areas that we can improve on.
今天如果我们这个身体健康出了状况。
Today, if our health has some problems,
这个医生通常也会跟我们讨论一下，我们平常吃什么。
And our doctor may talk to us about our dietary habits.
我们日常的生活，我们的这个日常生活是怎么过的。
And how did we live our life?
那这样回头看之后，医生就会给我们一些建议。
And after we look back at our life, oftentimes the doctor will give us some suggestions.
我们可能要改变一下，调整一下我们的饮食习惯。
Perhaps we need to adjust our dietary intake.
我们可能要这个改变一下我们一些生活上的习惯。
Maybe we have to change some of our habits.
不要再去留恋过着过去的那一种生活。
We should not linger on and long for our life in the past.
我们很喜欢的饮食，但是呢，对我们的健康并没有好处，所以需要调整。
If the food that we really love and to eat, but then if it is harmful to our health, then we need to make some adjustment.
所以回头看是要以这种态度来看。
So when we look back, we have to look back with such attitude.
所以有时候我们也需要看一下，在信仰生活当中，我们过去我们的敬拜是怎样的敬拜。
And sometimes in our journey of faith, we need to look back to look at what kind of worship we had before.
我们在学习道理，我们怎么在学习
？When we learned about the truth, how did we learn?
我们在侍奉神，我们是怎样的在侍奉
？And when we were serving God, how did we serve?
如果需要调整的，我们要调整。
If there are some things that we need to adjust, we must do it.
有应该舍弃的，我们要舍弃。
If there are some things that we need to let go, we have to.
所以不要回头看，不要再去抓住过去那些对我们没有帮助的。
And so do not look back and do not hold on to the things that are not beneficial to us.
这个罗德的妻子回头看，看那些并不能够救他生命的。
And Lot's wife looked back, but those things that she was looking at cannot save her soul.
反而是害了她的生命。
And on the contrary, it was harming her soul.
所以回头看，如果有一些是对我们的信仰没有帮助的，我们就要放掉，不要再去看。
So when we look back at our faith, if there are some things that are harmful to our faith, we need to let go and do not hold on to it.
这个回头看也不一定完全指着这个物质。
And looking back is not necessarily refer to things that are physical.
过去的成就常常也是一个绊脚石。
Our past accomplishment oftentimes is also a stumbling block.
是的，我们要数算恩典。
And it's right that we need to count our blessings.
因为有神的恩典，所以我们有过去的那一种成就或者成功。
Because of God's grace, we have all these past accomplishments and success.
但是只要感恩，不要有那种自满甚至骄傲。
But we only need to be thankful, and we should not be we should not be proud of it or self-satisfied.
如果是这样来回头看，常常会让我们跑得不好。
And so if we looking back at it in such way, oftentimes it makes us not run well.
我们请看历代志下三十二章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 32.
历代志下三十二章二十四节。
Second Chronicles chapter 32 verse 24.
二十四节，那时西西家病得要死，就祷告主，主就应允他，赐他一个兆头。
In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death, and he prayed to the Lord, and he spoke to him and gave him a sign.
我们知道神借着以赛亚向西西家王宣告说，你得了一定会死的病。
And we know that God had sent prophet Isaiah to tell Hezekiah that he had a terminal sickness.
那西西家王就向神祷告祈求。
So Hezekiah here prayed to God.
那神听了他的祷告，神让他可以再多活15年。
God listened to his prayer and God let him live for 15 more years.
这是一个很特别的恩典。
This is a very special grace.
从人来看，好像是神改变了他的计划。
From man's perspective, it seems like God changed his plan.
那所以这是一个西西家王从神那边得到的特别的恩典。
And so this is a special grace that King Hezekiah received from God.
那他一定会常常回头看这件事情。
And he probably looked back to this incident very often.
这个本来我不会存在这个世界上的，但是呢，神怜悯我，让我还活着。
I was originally not able to live in this world no longer, but then God had mercy on me, and so I was able to live a few more years.
他的回头看应该是充满着对神的敬畏跟感恩。
And for him to look back, he should be full of thankfulness and grateful towards God.
但是他的回头看呢，却是让自己很得意甚至骄傲。
But yet, when he looked back, he became very proud.
我们请看25节。
Let's read verse 25.
西西家却没有照他所蒙的恩报答主，因为他心里骄傲，所以愤怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。
But Hezekiah did not repay according to the favor shown him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore, wrath was looming over him and over Judah and Jerusalem.
所以在现实里头说不回头看，这个似乎是不可能。
And so in reality, if you told him not to look back, it's almost impossible.
但是我们还是要记得圣经的提醒，不要回头看。
But we must also remember the warning from the Bible that we should not look back.
所以当我们回头看的时候，我们记得这一句话，让我们提醒自己。
And so when we look back, we remember these words to remind ourselves.
不要继续让错误来抓住我们。
We should not let wrongs grab hold on us.
不要让那个不能够真正救我们生命的东西来绑住我们。
We should not be bounded by the things that cannot save our soul.
不要因为回头看让我们变得骄傲。
We should not let ourselves be proud just because we look back.
那这样子我们就能够跑得好。
And in that way, we can run our race well.
请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
腓立比书三章十三节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
在这里保罗他要跑得好，他也是提醒自己要忘记背后，努力这个面前的。
Here, in order for Paul to run well, he also reminded himself to forget things that are behind and reach forward to things that are ahead.
那我们如何能够跑得好？
So how can we run well?
我们再请看马太福音二十八章。
Let's also look at Matthew chapter
二十八章
28.
马太福音二十八章二十节。
Matthew 28 verse 20.
二十节，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you and.Look, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
要能够跑得好，那必须要有神常常的同在。
In order for us to run well, we have to have abidance of God.
这个每一个教练都是希望他所训练出来的选手能够跑得好。
Every coach or trainer wish that their players or the athlete can do well.
今天神拣选我们，就是希望我们能够跑得好。
Today, God chosen us, and He hoped that we can run well.
那因为他要我们跑得好，所以他也很愿意跟我们同在。
Because He wants us to run well, He's also very willing to abide with us.
所以神的同在的应许是从旧约到新约，一直的在反复的出现。
And we can see that the abundance of the promise of the abundance of God have continuously appeared in the book of Old and New Testaments.
这种神的同在有时候是对个人的应许，有时候是对整个团体的应许。
And sometimes the promise is towards individuals, sometimes it's towards a congregation, a group of people.
但是为什么人还是常常失去了神的同在，而不能够跑得好？
And why is it that sometimes we lost the guidance of God and that and we cannot run well?
那所以这也是我们所要去留意的。我们既然有神同在的应许，那我们如何常常去拥有神的同在？
And so this is also something we may must pay attention to. If we have the promise of the guidance of God, then we have to have God with us always.
如何能够不断地有神的同在？
So how can we always have God with us?
有神的同在，我们就能够跑得好。
Because with, if God is with us, we can run well.
我们请看马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew 18.
马太福音十八章十九节。
Matthew 18, verse 19.
十九节，我要告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
二十节，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Verse 24, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
既然神跟我们同在，这是神给我们的应许。
Since God is with us, this is the promise that He gave us.
那所以应该是很容易啊，去达到神跟我们同在。
So it should be something that very easy for us to achieve that God is with us.
那这里告诉我们一个方法。
Here it tells us a way.
这个十九节告诉我们说，两三个人在地上同心合意。
And verse 19 tell us to have two or three on earth and agree with each other.
所以如果我们能够跟人同心合意，就会有神跟我们的同在。
So if we can be together with others and agree with them, then God will be with us.
所以我们周遭有这么多的弟兄姐妹。
So we have a lot of brothers and sisters around us.
我们应该是很容易的跟周遭的弟兄姐妹同心合意，而得到神的同在。
And it should be very easy for us to be in one mind and heart with our brothers and sisters so that God will be with us.
至少我们家里的人，我们可以同心合意，就能够得到神的同在。
At least with the people in our own family, we can go be together and agree, and therefore God can be with us.
所以跟至少我们跟家人能够这个同心合意，一起来奔跑这个信仰的道路，我们就会有神的同在。
And at least if we can be together, get together and agree with our family members and we walk on this journey of faith to the heavenly kingdom together, then God will be with us.
那有神的同在，我们就能够跑得好。
And if God is with us, then we can run well.
所以从圣经里头，我们也看到这些有神同在的人，他们就是能够跟家人来同心合意。
And we see examples in the Bible of people who have the abundance of God and they are also able to be together and agree with their family members.
这个亚伯拉罕跟以撒是神所同在的人。
Abraham and Isaac are the people in whom God abides.
那他们跑得好，所以在圣经里头他们成为我们信仰的榜样。
They run their life very well and therefore they become an example of faith to us.
那我们就看到亚伯拉罕跟以撒他们是同心同行。
And we can see how Abraham and Isaac they walk together.
这个特别表现在这个创世纪二十一章。
And this we can see it in Genesis chapter 21.
这个他们要一起到摩利亚山去献祭。
They were going together to Mount Moriah to offer a sacrifice.
那我们也知道这是一次很特别的献祭。
And we know that this sacrifice is very special.
因为那一次他们没有带动物。
Because they did not bring any sacrificial animal that time.
那亚伯拉罕知道他是要将他的儿子以撒献上。
Abraham knew that he was to sacrifice his only son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕也没有跟太太讲，也没有跟儿子讲。
Abraham did not tell his wife nor his son.
他带着儿子走在往献祭的路上去。
And he took his son and they were walking towards the sacrificial place.
那我们为什么知道这对父子他们在信仰的道路上面他们是同心合意的。
So how can we tell that these father and son they are of the same mind and the same heart?
是的，这时候他们正要一起去献祭。
And indeed they were going together to offer a sacrifice.
那这是一次很特别的献祭。
This is a very special offering.
那对以撒来讲，这是一次很奇怪的献祭。
And to Isaac this is a very strange event.
所以他就问爸爸说，我们带了，我们有柴有火但是献祭的这个牲畜在哪里呢？
And so he asked his father, we have fire and we have wood, but where is the sacrificial animal?
所以他们一起敬拜神，这个不是第一次。
And so this is not the first time that they worship God together.
他们常常一起敬拜神，一起献祭。
They often worship God together and offer sacrifice together.
所以以撒才会提出这个问题，为什么没有这个牲畜？
And so that's why Isaac was able to notice that there's no animal and ask his father.
圣经里头也提到很多对的这个夫妻他们在信仰的道路上面同心合意。
And in the Bible, it also mentions many pairs of couples who also is of the same mind and heart.
因为他们的同心合意，所以神跟他们同在。
Because they are of the same mind and heart, so God was abide with them.
那因为有神的同在，那我们也可以看出说，他们在信仰的道路上面是跑得好的。
Because they have the guidance of God, we know that in their journey of faith, they run very well.
我们知道在使徒行传里头很重要的事情就是传讲耶稣复活了。
And we know in the book of Acts, one important thing is to preach about the resurrection of Christ.
那因为耶稣复活了，所以呢？耶稣是救主，所以应该相信主耶稣。
Because he resurrected, therefore he is a savior, and we must believe in him.
所以在信仰道路上面跑得好的人，都能够在传福音的事情上面呢，有所作为。
And so those who run well in their journey of faith, they have some, did some great work in terms of preaching.
那在使徒行传里头就有一对夫妻，就是亚基拉跟百基拉。
And in the book of Acts, there are a couple which are Aquila and Priscilla.
那这对夫妻呢，他们的家曾经就是教会。
And their home was the church.
那他们也带领了这个亚波罗来进入这个耶稣的这个前辈的福音里头。
And they also brought Apollo into the complete gospel of Christ.
他们有这些传福音的作为，所以他们真的是跑得好。
So they did the work of preaching, and they did indeed run well.
因为这对夫妻他们的同心合意，所以神跟他们同在。
Because this couple have the same mind and the same heart, therefore God abides with them.
在路德记这也是我们很喜欢的一个书卷。
And the book of Ruth is also a book that we all love.
这个虽然一开始这个拿俄米在信仰上有了一些有可以看出来有一些的软弱。
And even though in the beginning we can see that Naomi had some weakness in terms of her faith.
但是接下来我们看到的就是她有神的同在。
But later on we saw that she had the guidance of God.
那她为什么有神的同在
？Why is it that God abide with her？
就是因为她的媳妇路德。
It is because of her daughter-in-law Ruth.
这一对婆婆媳妇他们也是一样同心同行。
This pair of mother and daughter-in-law also were of the same mind and of the same heart.
经过了一些的患难。
They went through difficulties together.
他们都很看重信仰。
And they put emphasis and importance on their faith.
他们都愿意来敬畏神。
And both of them are willing to revere God.
所以他们要一起回到犹大地区。
So together they wanted to go back to the land of Judah.
这个拿俄米是婆婆路德是媳妇。
Naomi was the mother-in-law, where Ruth is the daughter-in-law.
哦，这是啊、两个啊、两代的人。
So these two people are people of two generations.
哦，所以在家里头，两代的人也可以来同心同啊、同心同行。
So in the family, people from different generations can also walk together and be of the same mind.
哦，不但是父母亲跟儿女啊，甚至是可以是 in-law 啊，这个婆婆跟媳妇。
So not only parents and their children, but also in-laws.
哦，这样子得到神的同行，当然就能够跑得好。
And so if they have the abundance of God, of course they can run well.
哦，他甚至家里头的弟兄姐妹。如果同心同行，也能够得到神的同在。
And even brothers and sisters within the family, if they can be of the same mind and walk together, they can also have the abundance of God.
我们请看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter
1. 约翰福音第一章四十节。
John chapter 1 verse 40.
四十节。听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
四十一节，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
41, he first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah.
这个安德烈他找到了、他认识了主耶稣。
And Andrew knew the Lord Jesus.
哦，所以他赶快的也去找他，找到他的哥哥，啊，来向他的哥哥来介绍主耶稣。
So he immediately find his brother and introduced the Lord Jesus to him.
啊，那就带着哥哥到主耶稣这里来。
And he brought his brother to the Lord.
啊，从此这一对兄弟他们也成了耶稣的门徒。
And afterwards, these pair of brothers, they became the followers of Christ.
哦，那我们就看到他们有神的同在。
And we can see that they had the abundance of God.
哦，我们看到这一对兄弟以后都在这个传福音的事工上面，他们都做得很好。
And we can see that these pairs of brothers, they did very well in the terms of holy work.
哦，那除了家里的人，教会的弟兄姐妹也都是我们可以同心合意的对象。
Aside from family members, brothers and sisters in church, can also be the people we can work together with.
接下来我们看约翰福音第一章四十五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 1 verse 45.
四十五节，腓力找到拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见的，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophet wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
哦，这里是腓力跟拿但业这两个朋友。
Here talk about Philip and Nathanael, who are friends.
那他们后来这两个人也都成了耶稣的十二个门徒里头的两位。
Later on, they become two of the 12 apostles of Christ.
他们在信仰的道路上面，他们同心同行，所以得到神的同在。
They work together and be of the same mind and heart on their journey of faith, and therefore they also have the abundance of God.
那旧约圣经里头，比如说但以理跟他三个朋友。
And in the Old Testament, we can see Daniel and his three friends.
他们同心合意，一起来祷告。
They came together and pray together.
所以他们有神的同在，神就给他们启示。
And so God abide with them, and God gave them some insight or revelations.
那他们在信仰的道路上面跑得很好，所以一直到今天都是我们的模范。
And they ran very well on their journey of faith, and until today they became an example for us in terms of faith.
所以我们一定能够跑得好。
So we can definitely run well.
好，那一定是有方法的。
And there are definitely ways to do that.
好，那今天晚上我们至少就看到了两个方法。
And tonight at least we saw two ways.
好，那也不是很困难的方法。
And it's not very difficult ways.
好，第一个不要往后看。
First, we should not look back.
好，那第二个，好，我们一定要有人 跟我们同心同行。
Secondly, we must have someone to walk with us and have the same mind with us.
这样就会有神的同在，我们就能够跑得好。
Then we can have the guidance of God and we can run well.
我们一起唱诗170首。
Let us all sing hymn 170.
我们照圣经所说的，不要回头看。
We ask God to help us so we can do according to what the Bible says that we will not look back.
第二个，我们感谢神是给我们家人。是给我们弟兄姐妹。
Secondly, we thank God for giving us our family members as well as our brothers and sisters.
求神帮助我们让我们在信仰上我们都能够同心合意。
We ask God to help us so that in terms of our faith, we can always work together and be of the same mind and heart.
相信我们在人生的道路、信仰的道路，我们都能够跑得好。
And I believe if we do that, then we can run well in our journey of faith.
一起祷告。
Kneel down and pray together.